a.m. in Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. If you were underneath the Van Horn Bridge on Monday, June 3rd, you would have seen a captivating spectacle. In Mario Park, Mile End, a massive puppet, over 12 feet tall, extended itself in front of a crowd, while other massive bird puppets swooped through the hills. Concordia Arts students, dressed head to toe in white, ran around the park banging drums, screaming and shouting. Bread and Puppet, the legendary performance art group, had come to Montreal. Bread and Puppet is a theater and collective living space based in Vermont. They have been operating since 1963 and are self-described as, quote, politically radical theater, unquote. They're known for their giant puppets and rowdy performances. This year, a group of arts students at Concordia were able to collaborate with Bread and Puppet for a two-week residency in Vermont, where they wrote and choreographed the hour-long performance that they brought to Montreal. Here is one of the Concordia students, Paloma Thompson, describing their residency at the Bread and Puppet property.
You wake up. We are camping. You wake up a bit chilly and cold, but it's chill. It was raining a lot, so it was very wet. But you go, you eat breakfast, and from there, your day starts. It's like nonstop rehearsals, learning how to use the puppets. Our first week was mostly just like learning how to use the puppets, like getting to know the farm and how it works, because Bread and Puppet, a huge part of it is actually like living on the farm and just being a part of how it runs. And then there's a huge bell that rings for lunch and we all have a siesta. It's about 2 hours. You go swim, smoke. And then there's another 4 hours of like intense rehearsal until 6 p.m. That bell rings again. You just get fed a bunch of lentils and cabbage and delicious food and you eat with your friends. And then you go to like a reading club or like you sing together. There's always stuff happening.
Though this partnership between Concordia and Bread and Puppet has taken place in the past, this year's performance focused greatly on starvation and suffering in Palestine.
Well, Peter Schumann, the man who runs Bread and Puppet, he's this 91-year-old man who grew up in Germany. He was a refugee during the war. And so he's been like heavily influenced by anti-war, anti-capitalist. We had a lot of pro-Palestinian messagery in our show tonight because in the USA, they're like the major funder of the genocide in Palestine. So it was heavily focused on getting that message across and like making people open their ears and just listen to the horrors that are happening in Palestine.
Mark J. Sussman is an associate professor at Concordia's Department of Theater. He connected the department to Bread and Puppet and helped create this residency.
A lot of the content of this show, which was called OU Beast Descendants, was about Gaza. And every single day that we were on the farm, Peter talked about that, the previous day's news from Gaza, and really exhorted the students to raise their voices, to be active, to dedicate their work to talking about what's happening there. It's kind of an essential aspect of why I teach theater, really, is to expose students to this kind of very committed, engaged, broad stroke kind of theater.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
What up, what up, what up?
September reverses and the equinox is flipped. Winter slides into fall. When glimpsed in leaps of 9 months, all the seasons reverse. The spring back and the fall forward. You shuffle when you touch down at the mall. Thank you. flip. Shuffle when you touch down after long intervals. September reverses and the equinoxes flip. The winter slides into fall. They shuffle because it's been more than 2 years. First seeing you in a snowbank, then a sweater, and then a sweater. They reshuffle with leaves of some time. Leaves of distance. They reshuffle with leaves of some time. Or reshuffle with leaps of distance.
Good afternoon, folks. So welcome back to another episode of Weirdo Rippers, where we're trying to define what I mean by that title. Today is going to end up being a lot of post-rock, which means a lot of big, long songs, inspired mainly by the first track I'm going to play here off the new Caroline album. This is a, English-British band, released, 2023 was their first album probably, called Caroline. This one's called Caroline 2. They're kind of doing the whole like Black Country New Road thing, but the singing's better, so I like it this time. Please don't hurt me. I really like the song. It's called Total Euphoria. It's got really out of sequence guitars over the whole thing. Some nice little harmonizing. This album also has a song with Caroline Polachek on it. I really liked that Caroline featuring Caroline Polachek. Nice thing going on there. After that, we got a song called Cowboy's Carcass by Sentries off the newest Sentries album. I have really fallen in love with this thing. It is from Alberta. And I think it might be exactly what I look for in like a mostly instrumental rock album. Really long tracks again. Sorry about that whole thing. The first song, the one that you just heard, forgot to mention that, It's Really Hot, Give Me a Break, was the song The Seasons Reverse by Gastre del Sol. I don't know how to say that name. I've never known how to say that name. And that first song that you just heard is honestly one of my favorite songs ever, because no drumming ever sounds like that ever again on anything I've ever heard. That just weird looping thing, it's got that weird little solo with the steel pan keyboard thing. Great stuff! Anyways, you're listening to Weirdo Rippers on CGLO 6090 AM. Here's Total Euphoria.
Thank you. Suoni Pearl Popolo, Initial Shock, and Psychic Ceremony on CJLO presents The Nausea, A Page of Madness on Tuesday, June 24th at La Sala Rosa.
Vancouver harsh noise violinist The Nausea will present a new live multi-instrumental score of Tanosuke Kinugasa's 1926 silent film, A Page of Madness. The evening will begin with indigenous noise and drone artist Ritual Purification. An artist talk will follow the performances.
Tickets and information can be found on suonipearlpopolo.org and tune in to CJLO for more features on everything Suoni has to offer.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m.
And we're back in here. That Sentry song is so good, man. I think they might really be a gem of the West, as the album title suggests. Yeehaw! Cool. That was fine. Next, we're doing a song called Water. It Feels Like It's Growing from the album Water. It Feels Like It's Growing by Atsuko Chiba. This is a 2023 album from a Montreal post-rock band. One of those, like, bands you gotta see when they're playing in the area. I've never seen them, personally. However, ever since discovering them, I really would like to. Anyways, after that, we're playing a song called Detrain by Crab off the new Crab album. Pulling up the energy a little bit here, these guys have really bad album covers, but they're really good, and they're really fun to see live. I saw them open for Lightning Bolt back in, what was that, October? That was awesome. And they're like the synth punk duo thing where a guy's like shouting over this stuff in French. Good music. I'm excited to play it. And after that, we got a song called Join, Be Cursed by another Montreal band. This is a Montreal trio here. The song is by the band You Do Right, and it's off one of their, it's off their first album, I think. Really good, you know, drone-y kind of space rocky track there. You are listening to Weirdo Rippers on CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Simon, and this song is called Water. It feels like it's growing.
Water, it feels like it's growing. Too cold, it's growing. Too slow, it's
very ass. Something I thought was only in fairy tale, but it looks like it's real, all kinds. And if I could just take it slightly, little bit back into the left a little, I'd have a new placement of things, a new desire. And if it was all for something so fortunate that I'm fortunate that I'm fortunate.
CJLO is proud to present Initial Shock, Montreal's noise festival, featuring artists such as Mass Marriage, Deaf Neil, Apologist, Matriarch, Anne F. Jacques, Taskmaster, and many more. Initial Shock takes place on July 5th at La Sauterenia and July 6th at Petit Ours. Advance tickets available now at initialshock.screamandrive.com. Proudly presented by CJLO.
For the best new music from around the globe, with a respectful nod to the musical pioneers of the past and a whole lot more, join me, Danny Payne, on The Pressure Drop every Monday at 5 on CJLO 1690 AM or CJLO.com.
And we're back. That last song was Join Be Cursed by You Do Right. I really liked that Initial Shock ad. That actually scared me in the booth here. I thought I misclicked something. Wonderful. All right, up next we got, well, a brief break from all of the sprawling guitar stuff. It's a song called Slaughterhouse by Elephant Organs. Really awesome synth pop guy from Montreal. Sounds a lot like Of Montreal, but Of Montreal is from like Georgia or something, and that's not fair. You're not allowed to do that. And then after that, we got a much more indulgent pick. It is a song called Yasmin off the Michigan noise rock trio Battle Elf's newest album. It is 12 minutes of guitar improvisation over crazy, crazy drumming. I love this thing, and I apologize to anyone who doesn't, but try, you know? There's two guitars just kind of doing stuff over drums. Enjoy. Before that, you got Slaughterhouse, though. This is a great song. Great song. You are listening to Weirdo Rippers on 1690 AM, CJLO. My name is Simon. This song is called Slaughterhouse.
If you don't see me tomorrow, just call my phone. I feel lost in me, even I'm all alone. If you could see me clearly, you care for me. You come on by and hold on so tenderly. But you escape in the morning with gravities. The way you tug at my heartstrings, I can't see. Get you out of my mind, or my fantasy. Since you're free, but I can't all be
not exactly sunny day music, but I love that kind of stuff. And ultimately, I'm worried how much of this show might, as I get more confident on air and stuff, lean towards more of doing that sort of thing. Also, how about Slaughterhouse, the song I played before that, Elephant Organs, synth pop track. Love that thing. Listen to Elephant Organs. Really good music. Ending off today with something completely different. A little break from the harsh noise. It's a song called Aliza by Romano off a new album called I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm not going to try. This has been Weirdo Rippers. I'm Simon. I will continue to be Simon at this time next week on 6090 AM. CJLO.